Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service, and that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. Today I had the privilege to be interviewing Chuck Mantooth, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Appalachian Regional Healthcare System in Boone, North Carolina. Chuck and I go back, longer than I really want to recall and reveal my age. But Chuck, thank you for joining our podcast on patient experience. And it's really good to talk to you and catch up with you.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me on, and it's good to kind of reconnect and with you, and we've had a long relationship, so I look forward to our talk today.
You've had a lot of experience in your career, actually beginning when we worked together, and of course we won't talk about that. But in your new role as CEO, and congratulations on that too, Chuck, at Appalachian Regional, what kind of new perspectives are you seeing?
Well, you know, just as you mentioned, we've both been in this industry for a long time, and you know, obviously our industry is healthcare, and so the perspective I really have now is that the pace of change has increased dramatically, and it's happening all around us. I was just looking at some articles this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and if you just kind of pull that up and take a look at it and step back and say, well, what's really going on? And we're living in an era of terms like Bitcoin and artificial intelligence and self-driving cars, things 10 years ago that probably people would not have used in everyday language, but it's just kind of drifted into our common terminology. So you put, in an era to where things are just changing so rapidly, and then you step back and look at healthcare, which seems to move at the change seems to move at the pace of a, or speed of a glacier, I like to say.
Yeah.
It is difficult. And with healthcare, because it's so complex, and there's a lot of passion and emotion around healthcare, change is difficult. And what we found is that what are the things that you hold on to? What does the normal hospital look like? But you make sure that you don't, you always look at it from just a legacy perspective, but how is it relevant today? And one of the things that we've really tried to focus on is it really kind of drives you back to your core values. And those are the things that you really hang on to. Everything else is changing around you, but your core values never seem to change. So that's what we've been trying to focus on. That's the perspective I think that I have now, because I'm looking at the changes across our system, not just within a hospital, but our practices and post-acute care and outpatient areas and those things. How are they all changing? What do we hang on to? How do we deliver that service? So that's a little bit about my perspective these days. Now, ask me tomorrow and you may get a different answer.
Well, that's right. I will say gone are the days when I remember days where I could actually, if I had a problem with Medicaid, I could pick up the phone and call Marie Hawkins in Raleigh, and she fixed it over the phone.
Right.
She fixed it, and the payment was processed, and no more questions had to be asked. And those were even before the days of email, or there was something at Medicare, you could call Teresa Morris at Medicare, and the same thing. You got the problem worked out. And
right.
I know gone are those days, because things are more complex than they used to be. But I still, and still being in healthcare myself, I still like the idea of sticking with those core values, because that won't make you go wrong. I mean, you're going to win with that.
Right, and it's easy to get distracted and get away from those, but you know, I think a good leader makes sure that folks stay focused on what's core. You know, what does the organization believe in? What does it stand for? And those things just remain core no matter how much change happens around
That's
us.
Right. And there is going to be change. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm for all for change, but when it comes down to it, it does take a little out of you because it really does.
And it takes a lot of energy.
It takes a whole lot of energy. You know, this podcast was developed for healthcare professionals to listen to, and it centers around patient experience. Do you feel that patient experience, a particular patient experience, can make or break a situation in your institution?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, John, no matter, you know, what drugs we use or what diagnostic technology we use, this is still a service industry. This is it still requires a human touch. So, absolutely. I mean, more than half of our expenses are salaries and wages. So, if you just look at it from an income statement standpoint, we're definitely a service industry. So, if you just put in that context, the patient experience is very important. And these days, kind of talking about going back to number one, the pace of change, usually folks would be where you chose your healthcare was defined on your zip code, and that's not true these days with access to, you know, a doctor right there on your phone or within driving distance, at least where we are. People have choice. And a lot of times they expect you to get it right. Things that we, as far as the clinical outcome, they will choose who can provide the best patient experience. So it's very important to us, and it's written into our strategic planning. So it's something that we're trying to emphasize.
Exactly. I'm finding more and more just my own experience as, you know, as being a patient and being the family member of a patient, it's the small things you do that make the difference. They may be very small to the giver, but, you know, the receiver of that, they really are very important. And that you can soar with that. People really, really like that. Have you ever seen any situations in your experience where a bad patient experience has gone the other way? It was not good, and you felt like that it just totally ruined the situation, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, it is, John. That's frustrating sometimes because you know, I don't know the exact adage, but the term where you can, you know, 9 out of 10 people will remember if you got it wrong, but only or recommend you if you got it wrong or speak against you, but then a small percentage will speak for you if you get it right. So yeah, we look at every negative outcome or negative patient experience as really doing a lot of damage, not just with that one customer or patient's loyalty, but basically what they will go out and tell others. So
yeah,
it's exponential. It absolutely. So that's, you know, I know there's some other things we'll talk to about consistency and embracing a culture of always, but what we've been trying to do is making sure that we get it right every time so we don't have that one that goes out and speaks negatively on, you know, social media or you know, talking to their friends or whatever mechanism that they communicate. So that's very important to us, and you're spot on. That one can do a lot more damage than the 10 that you get it right on.
Exactly. As the old saying goes around our town of Boone, you say, well, where did you hear that? Well, I heard it on King Street.
Yeah.
And that's a very true statement. And people do talk. And if people do have a good experience, then they'll share about that good experience. Do y'all have any initiatives, I guess is a word I want to use, in place to assure that every patient experience is outstanding?
Yeah, we do. I mean, going back to what I mentioned earlier on consistency and then trying to embrace this culture of always, one of the things that we try to do is we have a broad and then kind of narrow focus. And what I mean by that, on the broad, we train every employee, and we make sure we try to hold them accountable to, you know, certain basic things like a 10-5 rule is what we call. And if you if people are coming through our hallways, whether they're in just walking through as a visitor or coming to get medical records or coming for treatment or a diagnostic test, every employee is expected to make eye contact with those folks. And within 10 feet and within 5 feet, you're expected to acknowledge that person, either, hey, how's it going today, or can I help you find something, those type of things. So we've got that 10-5 rule, and then we, you know, up in the focused areas, we have hourly rounding that we put in place with our nurses on the floors. Mostly that's due to safety. We feel like that if it's proven that if we round on them on an hourly basis, it prevents falls, because they may be getting up and going to the bathroom. So instead of waiting on the patient to contact us, we're actually just actively checking in on them. And then the big thing that we've done, John, that we feel like that is a little bit indirect, but we believe that if we treat our employees good, then our employees will treat our patients good. And we've spent a lot of time on employee engagement, rounding on employees, celebrating successes, and those type things. So those are just a few of the strategies or initiatives that we've got going in place. But they've worked really well according to our survey results.
You know, I can actually truly say that I miss being in the hospital. There is, it's almost like I need there's a void needs to be filled there, and I do miss that interaction with the people and the patients and their families, and actually helping the patients. I had actually interviewed another person today about they're in the revenue cycle in on patient experience, and basically they catch everything. And he was telling some of the initiatives they have in place, and as they get to know patient and family members, then they know that, I don't know, he said it's just a very much of a fulfillment to help these people. And you and I both know, we back when we worked in revenue cycle together, that we would have patients who liked us and would not talk to anyone else but us. And you can remember those days. And,
oh, sure. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. That is really, really a good thing. So you feel that Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, I still want to say Watauga Medical Center, so it's, yeah, or Watauga County Hospital. How do you think you're doing in all this? It sounds like sounds like you're doing real good personally.
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, I think there's a fine line between, you know, being complacent with good results and then, you know, keep reaching for something more. So we're always making sure we're trying to keep those things in balance. But our survey results are dramatic, and we saw a really big pickup from when we started these focused activities, you know, 5 years ago or so. Especially in employee engagement and in the patient experience with the HCAHPS scores and those type of things. So we've done well, and I will say anecdotally, I have just seen a dramatic result. You know, living in a small town, it's the grocery store test. You go there, and before folks would say, well, Chuck Mansooth, you work at ARHS and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about my experience, and you automatically kind of cringe just a little bit because you know something negative is coming. I don't do that much anymore. I think it's shifted to more of the, let me tell you how good my experience was there. So
yeah.
On the survey side and then the anecdotal side, both of tells me we're doing a good job. But again, we're kind of in this pursuit of, we'll never get there, but we're in a pursuit towards perfection. And we just keep trying to do it better than we did it yesterday.
Great. Let me ask you one more question. I did not add this to the list.
Okay.
And it's not really a surprise question, but Chuck, I want to ask you, and I ask anyone I interview every time this one question: how do you lead?
I think I try to lead with firm compassion, probably is a good way of saying it. You know, I'm big on trying to explain the why. I think that's important for folks to understand. So if I'm trying to set clear expectations or holding folks accountable to certain things, those are kind of an afterthought based on a clear communication of why I'm asking, why we expect these things, or why I'm holding you accountable to that. But it's not all just accountability and being firm, because if people get off course, how do you bring them back? It's also the compassion. I think I try to at least let folks know that I care about them as a person, but I'm not going to let that get in the way of, you know, a tough conversation that needs to be had when the expectation isn't met. So I try to be as fair as I can, but then also use those other tactics that I just explained about setting expectations up front. I try to be as transparent as I can with communications. I try not to leave too much to for folks to figure out. I try to be direct. And I do try to find empathy where I can, put myself in, how would they want to hear the message that I'm communicating? So a lot of different things. You know, one thing too, John, I will try to just choose the, each person that works for me is a little bit different. I have to really tailor, I have to balance tailoring an approach with them that will work versus being consistent with all.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's a little bit of probably how I lead. And actually, John, you did include that as a question, so I had a little time to prepare for that one.
Oh, I did. Well, yeah, I did. Yeah, I just noticed that. Yeah, okay. Well, that's perfect. You know, this, I think, open conversation about things that are important really affect us. And I've always loved your leadership style and will continue to love it. And I really appreciate the fact that you took some time to talk with me today. And please reach out if you ever need me. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, John. You're doing great stuff. Keep it up.
Thank you, bud. See ya.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life, or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.